The Senate has spent a few extra days in session this week, a few extra days of Democratic control before Republicans take charge next year in the new Congress. It's given Majority Leader Harry Reid a chance to get even more judicial nominations confirmed, NPR's Elsa Chang reports.
Ever since Senate Democrats got rid of the filibuster last year for most judicial nominations, people wondered how vastly different would the federal bench look. If you just talk numbers, a lot. About twice as many judges will be confirmed at the end of this year compared to last year. And Democrats got a small boost on top of that when conservative Republicans led by Ted Cruz of Texas pulled a procedural move that ended up lurching the Senate into session last Saturday, a day Majority Leader Harry Reid filled by processing more nominations. Many Republicans were fuming, but some of that has dissipated now. Here's Orrin Hatch of Utah.
People make mistakes. People sometimes stand alone on some of these things. I admire that. I've had to do it myself from time to time.
And others say Reid wasn't going to let the Senate leave anyway without jamming through more judges. Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
He was going to get those nominations confirmed. Now, I think everybody needs to know that, conservatives and liberals. They were going to move every nominee that was controversial.
Reid wants to get another dozen judges approved before senators leave home for the holidays this week. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.